he saw a great yawning doorway ahead of him. The doors had fallen away and lay there half buried in the sand. The inside of the building gaped darkly. Johnny walked his horse through the door and looked about in the dimness. Debris was scattered all about, rotted and decayed beyond identification. But a waist-high series of platforms stood. They were of a remarkably white stone that had bluish veins in it. He leaned down from his horse and stared at the walls behind them. There were heavy, heavy doors set into it. Two of them ajar, one of them wide open. Big wheels of still bright metal were inset into them. Johnny stepped to the platforms of white stone and dropped to the other side. Cautiously, he approached the open niche. There were shelves, and on the shelves, tangled with rotted remains of some kind of sacking, were mounds and mounds and mounds of discs. Some were a dull gray, almost tarnished away, but one pile was bright yellow. Johnny picked up a disc. It was as wide across as two fingernails and remarkably heavy. He turned it over and his eyes bugged. Here was that bird again. Talons gripping a bundle of arrows. Hastily, he pawed into the other mounds, looking at disc after disc. Most of them had a bird on one side. The face of a man, the faces of different men, were on the other. Face of a man. And some of them had women on them. This was not a god symbol. This was a man symbol. The bird with the arrows belonged to man. The shock of it sent him reeling. He supported himself against the wall of the niche for minutes. He felt his head buzzing with the readjustment of ideas. These doors to the niches were man-made. The great village was man-made. The doors of the tomb in the mountains were of similar material, even if larger. The tomb was not a god tomb. The mound out on the plain was also man-made. Man had once built things. He was certain of it. It would take many men to make this great village. Therefore, there must have been many men at one time. He rode his horse out of the place in a deep daze. His background, ideas, and values had suffered severe shifts, and it took an awful lot of getting used to. What legends were true? Which ones were false? There was the legend of the Great Village, and here it was. Man had obviously made it and had lived here in forgotten times. Maybe the legend of God getting angry with man and wiping him out was true, and maybe it wasn't. Maybe it had just been a big storm. He looked around the paths and buildings. There was no evidence of a storm. The buildings were still standing. Many even had that strange, thin rock in the windows. There were no bodies about, but from a time so long ago, bones wouldn't last. And then he saw a structure that had its doors firmly closed and sheets of metal fastened where the windows should be. And looking closer, he saw that a huge metal lock sealed the place. He got down and inspected the seal.